This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G with you on a Thursday. NBA free agency opens tonight. Already some news out there, including a major trade yesterday. Let's talk some NBA, some futures here. Von Dizel is joining us, NBC Sports Bet, at VMoney Sports on Twitter, with us on the Roman guest line. Von, let's start with the big trade yesterday. Jonte Murray from the Spurs to the Hawks, giving them Murray and Trae Young in their backcourt. What do you think this means for the Hawks' future here and how they stack up in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Definitely excited to be talking NBA today. This is going to be a day of nothing but refreshing our Twitter feed. So excited to be doing that all day. I mean, I love this pickup and what it's going to do. Trae Young is going to benefit so much because he barely had any catch-and-shoot opportunities last season because he was the main facilitator. But getting a guy like DeJounte Murray, who we know is a triple-double machine, a double-double type of guy, now Trae Young can come off screens, move without the ball. Also limits his usage down the stretch. So we know certain games, especially in the playoffs, you guys heard the clip before the show about Trae Young. Sometimes he has to carry his team on his shoulders. No longer will that be required with DeJounte Murray. Looks like John Collins is on his way out, so that'll be a void to fill. But for right now, DeJounte Murray is a big positive, and I think that gives him a real chance to go after the first, post first round, win the first round of the playoffs. So, big A plus. They're obviously the winners so far before it even starts.
I'm probably one of the few that is also interested in the San Antonio side because I don't understand why Pop would return for a start of another rebuild. And it's funny because we heard so much from the top of the NBA how they've figured out a way to avoid tanking. Well, this is clearly the Spurs tanking for what many believe is going to be the next great player in the league, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, everyone's going to complain about the picks in general, but they got the non-guaranteed picks, which are huge. That doesn't really happen in the NBA. They're unprotected. So a lot of teams are hesitant to do that. And them getting that back, I mean, obviously shows how, you know, how intelligent the Spurs franchise is and how instrumental they know DeJounte Murray could be to another team. So not a huge loss. I mean, it's going to be obviously a huge loss, but it's not going to be one that, you know, they're going to be a fine team. They're going to be a team that's in the rebuild. There's a lot of guys atop of next year's draft that supposedly are going to be franchise type names. I know there's a guy from France that's 7'2 with a wingspan of 7'9. So if the Spurs are really looking to change their franchise and they don't think DeJounte Murray is the guy, there should be a guy in the next class they're eyeing. And I mean, we've seen tanking and how it can turn off for some teams. You might not get the number one overall pick, but they believe there's guys at the top three that's worth getting. So why it might be like, you know, why would you do that? I think it makes sense for the Spurs in the long term.
Well, what do they and what they might do when free agency opens? James Harden opted out yesterday, and seems like all indications are he's coming back on a more team-friendly deal. It's still going to be a lot of money, but less than the $47 million dollar player option he could have exercised. What do you think about what the Sixers could be up to and how to add to what they have with Embiid and James Harden here?
Yeah, very noble of the Beard to do that. He's obviously earned enough money in his career with, you know, on the court and also incentives that he could help a team try and win a ring. So it's good to see him do that at this stage in his career. He's obviously bought into the process with Joel Embiid. And how that's affected them right now is there's a rumor going around that PJ Tucker will be a Sixer. 3 years, $30 million deal. I like that move because obviously he's a defensive threat and there's a lot of guys in that Eastern Conference that if you got to put PJ Tucker on a KD, you know, a Giannis, a Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker is the guy to go to. So that's a good move for the Sixers if that comes to fruition. What that also means for them is Tobias Harris and Matisse Thybulle on the trading block. Those two guys, we saw Tobias Harris kind of become the fourth option behind Embiid, Harden, and Tyrese Maxey. Maxey really blew up this year. And with Thybulle, very young option still, but you get something nice back in return for him being so young. So I could see them still making another piece. I think Andre Drummond is likely to come back and fill that backup big man role. But if you're looking at who could come into fruition and they want to try and make a trade with Harris or you know, Thybulle, Malcolm Brogdon's out there for Indiana. He could be a nice signing trade. Lonnie Walker, I know, is out of San Antonio. He's a nice guy to come off the bench. And we can't forget about TJ Warren. I mean, he's a 20-point-per-game guy a couple years ago. So there's options for the Sixers. I like where they're headed, and I'm definitely happy with Harden and the PJ Tucker if that happens.
Well, let's hit on these restricted guys. Earlier in the week, you could find a number at some sports books on Ayton's next team. That's still up in the air. Maybe a return to Phoenix is possible. And then you've had some chatter about Miles Bridges. Where do you think those two players will be playing their ball next season?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about Miles Bridges because that's definitely the direction I would be headed. A team like the Hornets, they need some big men. I mean, that's really what they've been lacking. They have plenty of scoring options right now, but Miles Bridges obviously got in trouble last night. I saw he had allegations that are rumors, so we'll see what happens with that. But that might hurt his stock a little bit when it comes to the trade market right now. But if you can still get a couple more pieces, I would love to try and pull that off from the Hornets. I mean, Aiden's 23. He obviously wants to stay with the Suns. He already said that. But the Suns could be heading in a different direction right now. And we kind of mentioned John Collins earlier. I mean, hey, if you could pull off some type of signing trade and get Aiden to come to Atlanta as well, now you just pulled off Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and DeAndre Ayton. I mean, oh my goodness. Atlanta just turned the whole outlook of their season around. You know, they're obviously contenders. They keep a guy like Capella as well and a couple youngins around. So if I'm the Hawks and the Hornets, I am trying very hard for Ayton. It looks like the Pistons have dropped out. The Raptors are trying to make a move on them as well. You know, my Chicago Bulls, I would hope they'd go for a guy like Ayton, but I know they were in the Rudy Gobert market. But that could also impact Ayton's status as well, what happens to Rudy Gobert if he sticks around. But I like the Hornets and the Hawks as my two teams. I think the Hornets make the most sense.
Vaughn, what's going on with the Knicks here? Is this really all? Let's include a ton of cap space, use picks, or to dump players to clear the cap space. It feels like it's almost a lock here. Jalen Brunson is going to sign the dotted line at 6 p.m. tonight. I know there's also a meeting potentially with the Heat. What do you think about what the Knicks are doing, and is Brunson worth the trouble?
Yeah, and I think it's obviously worth the trouble. His dad, Rick, is on the coaching staff now with the Knicks, so that's it seems inevitable. You know, the Knicks have some money to throw. They have you know, a lot of big men from last season. They could use some better guard play, in my opinion. New York could use everything. I mean, they were – the draft, we're like, what are they doing? Every free agency, we're like, what are they doing? This might be one of the more concrete picks, in my opinion, a pickup for them. Brunson makes so much sense. Obviously, the Miami Heat, getting him, I think that would be awesome because they're going to let Victor Oladipo walk. They're about to extend Tyler Hero for $25 million, rumors. So, you know, that would be a big addition for Miami, too, getting a guy like Jalen Brunson. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm putting money down, I mean, I'm going where my dad is. You know, I feel comfortable being that. I'll always be in control of what's going on. So I think Jalen Brunson in New York is pretty much a done deal.
Yeah, a million connections and $110 million. Wouldn't hurt either. Most money as well. And all those connections with Tibbs and Leon Rose, all sorts of stuff. Derrick Rose as well. Want to go back to the Bulls. And you mentioned Rudy Gobert. Now, we've been hearing that the Zach LaVine thing, soon as it gets rolling today, we're going to hear that LaVine is going to be a Bull for a long time. Now, this week here in Chicago, the chatter has been about Mo Bamba. How do you feel about Bamba to the Bulls, or Bamba anywhere as a player?
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love it. Right now, the Bulls in general, I think they absolutely need to bring LaVine back. I was scared that he didn't want to play with DeRozan long term, just because it kind of took away from him being the star player as much, always with the DeRozan MVP chatter. But LaVine is a boss. Like, he's a baller. And what they have to do is get rid of Vucevic. Vucevic has been a great third option scoring, but defensively, he has been such an issue for the Bulls, and it's held them back. So I would love a Gobert addition here. I mean, Mitchell Robinson's another guy I would target. Mo Bamba obviously could stretch the floor and block a ton of shots, so I would love that one. We're sadly going to have to lose a guy like Kobe White more than likely. Looks like the Lakers are very interested in him. They could use anything, in my opinion. But the Bulls, I mean, they're making good moves, and there's guys out there on the market. I mean, there's Kyle Anderson, there's Tyus Jones, there's Jared Culver's. Like, if we can get a Jared Culver, I would really love him coming off the bench for the Bulls, or a Tyus Jones to replace Kobe White, but I think it's instrumental to keep a guy like Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso also coming off the bench for LaVine and DeRozan as well. So I like the way they're moving. Mo Bamba or Rudy Gobert would be awesome, I think, moving forward.
Would you be in on Gobert if you have to move Patrick Williams? Because that's what it sounds like you'd have to do.
Yeah, if you got to give up Patrick Williams and Vucevic for Gobert, I'm all in for that. I mean, obviously he's been a defensive player of the year. He's a candidate every single season for that. I mean, that's the Bulls. Bulls need an anchor. They need someone down low that's going to impact shots and move people away from the interior, because once someone gets in the lane, they're either getting free, they're either getting to the free throw line, or they're getting a pretty easy bucket for the most part with Vucevic in there. So, yeah, we need a Gobert. And if you have Gobert, I mean, the pick and roll play for LaVine and DeRozan are going to be magnificent. And Lonzo Ball, I mean, don't forget about that guy. So with him, with the Ball, Caruso, and Rudy Gobert combination defensively, I'm totally okay with giving up Patrick Williams, because the Bulls always give up their first-round picks lately. A lot of them have been traded or let go, and I think this is just another case of that. They know what they're doing, so I'm okay with that.
Vaughn, DeAndre Ayton's name has been out there a lot. The Bulls obviously would a center. The Nets have been connected to him. It could be a trade. Maybe the Nets give something to Phoenix to get DeAndre. What do you think about Ayton and where this might leave him or land him? Because it's felt like for a while now the Suns drafted him one, they've won with him, but they don't really want to commit big money to DeAndre Ayton, which means he might be on the move somewhere else. What do you think about Ayton's market and where he might land?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. Like I said, I still like the Hornets and the Hawks the most. If he goes to Brooklyn, that would be interesting, because he would be a defensive anchor for them as well. They need some guys down low. They still have no defense. I mean, Kyrie coming back for the Nets has been a huge, huge positive for them, because losing KD and Kyrie would have been devastating for that franchise, would have turned around. But, you know, there's still guys out there too. Like we said, Bamba, Serge Ibaka, another free agent, Marvin Bagley, another free agent. These type of guys could impact where Ayton goes as well. And I think a team like the Nets could use them. And just to kind of harp on the Nets a little more, obviously they like their shooters. We're talking about guys like Joe Ingles, Wesley Matthews, and Gary Harris that are out there too. you know, if you can't get like the TJ Warrens of the world, I think those would be a great additions. But yeah, if we're still talking eight, man, I think it's Hawks and Hornets for sure. Like, if I'm the Spurs or the Thunder, the Raptors, I know the Raptors were linked to them as well. The Raptors are in a very interesting team moving forward because they're about to lock up Fred VanVleet on a contract for 4 years. I think it's about to reach 150, 110 million, 110 or 115, something like that. But yeah, I think the Raptors would be interesting as well, but they're going to be on the move for some role players. And I've seen a guy like Victor Oladipo be floated around a lot too, not to throw another name in the mix, but where Oladipo could go, he's going to change a team. Like the Nets, if they can get Oladipo, that'd be a huge incentive for them.
It's not the biggest year in free agency, but it's always entertaining when it comes to the association. But there was another player that declined a player option yesterday, and not as much chatter surrounding this player, even though we know he can fill it up. What's going to happen with Bradley Beal? Sign a max with Washington or go elsewhere for 4 years instead?
Yeah, I was actually just in D.C. Watching the Nats and Pirates game, so I was seeing a lot of Bradley Beal stuff all around the city. They got a lot invested in this guy, and this team's obviously going to be pretty interesting moving forward. I don't know. I mean, if I'm Bradley Beal, like, I don't want to be in Washington any longer. Like, I want to go somewhere where I can contend and make a difference. Even if I have to form a big three in some degree and take less money, I mean, I'd be all for that. I don't have a market where I'm super confident where Bradley Beal could end up because he's going to demand so much money, and he deserves that money. He's a 30-point-per-game type guy, and we've seen now, you know, there was a deal earlier, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith traded. You know, these type of trades, I don't know how they're going to work out for certain teams, but I'm really interested to see where Bradley Beal goes, and I can't even put a finger on the map because it's going to take so much cap space to take a guy like that. And if I'm him, you know, I'm going to have a certain, like, 3 to 5 teams I'd look at. But, you know, maybe a team like Portland could pull it off. You know, Jeremy Grant just went to Portland. Dame Lillard obviously is saying, I'm committed to here at least for another year. CJ McCollum's out the picture. They have a little bit of cap space. I don't know if they could pull off a Bradley Beal type deal, but if they move the guy like Nurkic, who's taking up, you know, 17 to 20 million type over the next year or so, they could probably make a move for Bradley Beal. So that would be my thing. Replace McCollum, get Bradley Beal and Dame Lillard, and now you got Jeremy Grant. I think that would be an awesome move and somewhere I'd put my money on, I think, long term.
Great stuff, Vaughn. We always appreciate you hopping on. Vaughn Dizel on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation. Going care for EDL from the comfort of privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. We'll come back, look at today's baseball slate, and one of our favorite long shot plays in Wimbledon is done. We'll hit that next as well right here on BetQL Daily.